Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to October's podcast.
Welcome to October's very own
podcast. We've been getting to the end.
Dan can barely speak.
This is it. I'm burned out. We have so few episodes left.
We're almost there.
Welcome to October's owned podcast by Noisy.
The one about Drake.
.com.
Drake.
Noisy. Welcome to October owned Drake podcast. My name is Eric.
And my name is Dan.
No.
Ozzy.
Sunderman. My name is Dan Sunderman.
Yeah. Dan Sunderman and Eric Ozzy.
Who knew that a month of talking just about Drake would be enough to rot a person's brain out? I certainly did and said that we shouldn't do it.
I definitely thought that this was going to be good for us.
In what way did you think it was going to be good for us?
I didn't at all. I mean, I feel like about halfway through, I don't know. It really hit me where I was like, man, we got a lot left. But hey, we're almost done.
This is how like weird obsessive fans get made when you just think about.
Yeah, like I like Drake a lot. Like I'm a Drake.
I thought he was okay
stan.
Going in. Now I fucking hate him.
Yeah,
I fucking hate him now.
And now, but now it's like I just don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to listen to. No, I will. No, I'll be fine. But you know, it's just.
Well, we brought fresh guests in today who are much more sane than we are.
Haven't lost their minds from talking about Drake every day for a month.
We wanted to talk about Drake's fashion sense. Obviously, Drake wears a lot of cool sweaters.
He does.
A lot of cool tracksuits.
I was watching his Instagram story this morning, and he showed us his closet, and there was a lot of...
I thought you were going to say butt.
No, not his butt.
He said his butt.
And he had like just, there was a lot of shoes.
Yeah.
A lot of shoes.
Well, that looked like a store to me because everything had the tags on. It was his
closet.
Or maybe
it was the OVO show store.
But as we've discussed, his closet probably looks a lot like the OVO store.
I think it was his closet though.
Really?
I'm sure that he kept the tags on for an effect.
Well, so anyways, obviously, Eric and I know nothing about fashion. We can't even tell the difference between a store and a closet.
We brought some experts on.
So we brought some experts on. Eric and I right now we're wearing, I mean, just burlap sacks.
Yeah,
basically.
I got a Carhartt sweatshirt on.
I've noticed that your shoes are just tissue boxes, like old Kleenex boxes.
Yeah, I'm Kevin in the office right now.
So we didn't want to be the experts on fashion here. So we brought in Hannah Ongley and Andre Weor. I feel like it's Anna. Did I say it? Did I fuck it up?
Hannah Montana.
Oh, okay. So we have Hannah Ongley Montana and Andre Weor, who are editors at ID, which is very fashion focused, way more than me and Eric.
Yeah.
And they're gonna talk knowledgeable about fashion. Not like us riffraff, a street urchin.
Thanks for coming on the pod.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, where do we even dive in with Drake's fashion?
I guess we could just start with a simple question. Do you guys think that Drake has good fashion sense?
I would say yes, because he's not high fashion, but like most of the components that make up Drake as a person, his sense of fashion is accessible, non-elitist, and there's no one really that dresses like him.
Yeah. They say dress for the job you want.
Yeah, you're talking about your own sense of fashion, and you're calling it, like, slobbish, but right, I would say another term is cozy boy, which he is one of the originators of that aesthetic, and it's the same way that a lot of his music is, or a lot of his lifestyle is, I guess. It's like a sort of low-key, luxury, accessible version of what someone might like strike.
Well, I think a little bit of issue with him being the originator of like cozy boy fashion, because as an Italian American male, obviously people in my culture like Tony Soprano are the forebears
who is a real person
of these tracksuits and things like that, like the velour jumpsuit.
It's true.
I really feel like that my heritage,
love velour.
has really contributed that to American culture.
Yeah.
But all right, well, we'll give it to Drake.
We were talking on our way here, and I was saying that like Drake's style reminds me so much of like a black dad, like black uncles at a cookout wearing Tims and oversized coats and turtlenecks. And it sounds like he's just, or it looks like he's just really going back to a 90s style of like grown man chicness, and he's not concerned about what's exactly fashionable today, but more so what he grew up around and trying to emulate that, it seems like.
Yeah, that's a good point.
How have you seen his fashion, like, or his sense evolve over his career?
A lot.
He's definitely,
really?
Yeah, if you look at the...
Yeah,
the,
I was going to say, I haven't.
I mean, he still wears loose fit clothes, but in the very beginning, his jeans were just like, he was swimming in them compared to now.
What's his deal? I mean, you mentioned sweaters, and when we were brainstorming ideas for the podcast, one of the ideas we had was just do an episode that was just on Drake's sweaters.
I do have a quote about his sweaters, actually, which I wrote down.
Oh, please, yes.
Yeah, wow, amazing.
He told New York Magazine that he owns over 1,000 sweaters.
Shut up.
Holy shit.
From a myriad of brands. The quote is, "I like sweaters."
I like, if that's just the whole quote.
"I have a sweater obsession, I guess."
That's it?
Why did you even write that down?
It's the only quote about fashion.
That's why he doesn't do many interviews.
And he's like, but yeah, I like sweaters.
It shows he's like, he's fashionable, I think, but he's not ever going to be so kind of bluntly about fashion. He's never going to really admit to it and be like, oh, I spend a lot of time thinking about my outfits. He's never going to be like a Zayn Malik and be like, oh, you know, I want to endorse Versace and do a line with them. He's always going to try to just like play it cool and pretend he doesn't care about it when like...
Well, that's an interesting thing, because so many rappers have like partnerships with high fashion brands, like Rocky and like Young Thug and Kanye, and he just does not at all. Actually, he was in a Alexander Wang campaign, but it was a Drake impersonator. And the real Yachty was in it, but a fake Drake.
Yeah. And he doesn't, like, fill his raps with brand mentions like Kanye or Jay-Z does, you know, and it's not like Louis this, Gucci that.
He did a, he had his new song at the Louis Vuitton show, Paris Fashion Week, but I don't think he was even there. At all.
And it was just a song about him being heartbroken.
Yeah, it wasn't about fashion.
Speaking
at all.
Of brands, I don't know if I'm blowing this you guys up or if I'm helping, but you're both, I noticed, wearing White Castle.
Yeah, I was attire.
We did not plan like, this. It's so
awkward. Really? Strike
Wait,
to work
is now? White Castle attire just like cool
White
now?
Castle's in right now.
Really?
Yes.
Because it's always been in my stomach.
Right? When we said we came from Dumbo, we meant Dumbo House.
Very overweight. I wasn't done talking about White Castle. So wait, how did White Castle become like a...
This up-and-coming NYC brand called Telfar is like very obsessed with doing collabs with White Castle.
Mm-hmm.
And they recently did a new one, which is where my hat is from.
Yeah.
And then Hannah's rocking the OG Telfar White Castle t-shirt.
Old season.
I feel like this, if I was like a fashion student, would you say at NYU?
Yeah.
If I was like a fashion person at NYU,
I just look like
and I had to like come up with a fashion brand.
White Castle.
Yeah. Oh, we should just do it with White Castle. Like, just take the White Castle logo and then like that would be it.
Yeah.
But sell it for like an insane price.
Yeah. That's fashion is, man.
Yeah.
I'm looking through Drake's Instagram here. We got a lot of, a lot of sunglass photos. He's into that. He's been into sunglasses lately.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a bit of a 70s thing going on?
Like, yeah.
Did you see the leather jacket one?
Yeah, the, mm-hmm. the red and white leather jacket, right?
I think it was like a tan jacket.
Oh, I maybe
like
missed
that. Like a very nondescript.
Yeah, he's been doing this.
Pull up this.
See?
Oh, yeah.
It kind of looks like a football. Yeah.
I think it's kind of like a, it looks like a 70s heist movie vibe.
Yeah,
it
a little does. Bit. Like the Italian Job.
Like
yeah.
Face expression.
100%. Yeah, I love
what
that.
What I love is he'll wear a coat like no matter what the weather is, yeah. It seems like. It's never
I think that's
really
kind of a rapper thing. That Future's that way too. And I always think about this because Future like spends a lot of time in Atlanta and it's, you don't need a jacket there.
I did Google the weather in Toronto today because I was like wondering why he did wear so many jackets. It's like, it must be cold there, but it's not really that much colder than here.
Yeah, it's similar climate to New York.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I want to, like, all of Drake's, we talk a lot about, we lightly roast Drake a lot on this podcast.
Yeah.
But
it's all good fun. No disrespect.
We do it in a way that's like we identify with Drake a little bit. And so when we kind of poke fun at him, it's like poking fun at ourselves. But I have to say, as far as fashion goes, like I wouldn't have the confidence to wear some of the like corny ass clothes that he's worn.
Yeah.
You know, like I just don't do it. I couldn't do it. Even leather jackets, like every
you can pull a leather jacket.
No,
off.
Every Come fall rolls around and I'll go into a store and I'll be like, oh, maybe this is the year that I can pull off leather jackets. And I'll put it on and I'll be like, no, maybe next year.
I think that's what Drake thinks, though. I think you say people roast Drake. I think Drake roasts Drake a little
bit.
Yeah.
Like I was listening to your episode about the memes, and I think he sort of approaches fashion like a meme in a way.
That he knows he's going to be made fun of?
Yeah, and he does the throwbacks of his like North Face fleece vests, the Hotline Bling turtleneck. I think he knows that he's sort of parodying himself before anyone else does in a way. You know, like making the whole like nerd thing cool again.
Right. Like normcore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He loves cargo pants. I mean.
Right. Yeah. Is that like, is he, you guys said before that he's not trying to be, or he's not obviously trying to be a fashion icon in a similar way to like a Kanye or someone or A$AP Rocky, who's like explicitly partnering with these brands and doing things. Do you think though that Drake kind of inadvertently is becoming a fashion icon or no?
No. Well, when we said we're coming on this podcast, I'm like Googling Drake fashion. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about.
So he's not, nobody really talks about him in the fashion.
Yeah,
world.
I would say
really?
The one branded item of clothing that I am familiar with that he has ever worn in his entire celebrity life is like the Versace bathrobe.
Oh.
On the infinity pool with Versace bathroom.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember of him, like, making or wearing is the Woes hats and, like, hoodies. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people were wearing those after, like, you know, that mixtape came out.
Right.
But other than that, I don't see him having, like, an overlasting influence on the fashion world.
What do you guys think of OVO, the brand?
I don't think much of
it.
Wow.
I dedicate many of my thoughts to him.
But it's interesting, though, he does... OVO does collab with the brands that Drake does personally love and is built into his Toronto heritage. You know, he collabed with Canada Goose and...
I saw one today, OVO and Roots, which is pretty funny.
He did one with Clarks, and I don't know why. but I think that what Drake wears and Drake collabs with is very authentic. I will say that. And that's a lot more than some celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he's influential as a... clothing wearer as a wearer of clothes?
No.
Really?
Yes.
But he knows that. I mean, fashion is a very harsh industry, and you do have to kind of be like a certain kind of person or adapt yourself in a certain way, and I think he knows that he's never going to be that kind of person and doesn't want to be that kind of person. So he's just playing his own game.
Yeah. It seems like such an impossible industry to be like at the top of, and like especially like to dip your toe into it. I'm just like, I always talk about that Kanye West Sway interview when he just like went crazy about his clothing line failing, you know? And like, yeah, man, that will drive you crazy. Of course it will. Like, how do you, it moves so fast. Like, how can you possibly, like, even if you're at the top in another field, that doesn't mean you can translate it over into fashion.
Yeah. I mean, that was so much of like the so much of Kanye's music has been made about his frustration with, like, not finding success in the fashion world and, like, his pure anger about that. And yeah, it's really interesting to think about that, like, you could move, like, Kanye is maybe one of the biggest artists in the world, and he still gets spit on in the fashion world in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Why is that? Is that he just, like, won't let him in because he's, like, not of the fashion background, because he's, like, a musician?
Yeah, it's the pretentiousness of it, I think.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, celebrities can cross over into pretty much any other field, like film or television.
And right.
Do whatever they want. But you don't hear of too many iconic celebrity brands that are, like, fashionable size, like maybe Victoria Beckham, which is a little weird.
Yeah. You can, like, why? Collaborate, but to, like, have your own runway at Paris Fashion Week or something is, like...
Why is that? Why is it so cutthroat that they won't let outsiders in?
I mean, we're not that big in right fashion ourselves, so we're not, like, Karl Lagerfeld. Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's just tough, though. It's just cutthroat. It's, I mean, is that really...
You just have the right pedigree, the right background, yeah, right. The right training.
So what is what's it like a rapper like Young Thug or A$AP Rocky, what has allowed them to have success within the world that maybe makes it so challenging for others?
Well, we were talking about this on the way here because our boss had a quote that she wanted us to share from Rick Owens about working out, because obviously Drake is... built. He's
yeah. We talked about that.
That was our last episode. Yeah.
I don't know if he goes to the gym or anything, but he looks like he goes to the gym.
He goes to the gym a lot.
Yeah, which is sort of like antithetical to the typical like male model body. Like Young Thug is super skinny and everything.
Androgynous kind of.
Yeah. So I feel like that differentiates them in a way.
But say the quote. Say the quote.
Huh?
Say the quote.
I have the quote here.
And this is Rick Owens.
What is the fashion world going to recognize the buff Americans that make up a significant portion
of the
Democrats?
This is Dan seeing himself.
You know what's really funny? You know what?
It's a quote from Vice, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. It was an interview with Rick Owens, and he said, changing your body is so much more hardcore than choosing an outfit. The extreme sensation of working out has replaced the mosh pits of my earlier years and the sex clubs for years after that. Don't know if Drake goes to sex clubs or not. It's a great combo of discipline, joyous release, meditation, and vanity. And then music never sounded as good as it does now, pounding through those earbud headphones into the pit of my stomach as I feel my muscles swell.
Wow.
Yeah. But... I look at Drake and I feel like that's someone that works out, but definitely not. I'm not sure about.
And he shows that off, though. Like he shows that off on Instagram.
I feel like Drake wants to look good naked, not look good in clothes.
Right,
And let you know it, though.
You know what's funny? You know on Instagram when it tells you, like, if you go to the whatever that Explore or whatever, and it tells you like a bunch of photos that you might like, oh, a lot of people in your network are liking these or whatever, and it suggests ones to you. For some reason, for a while, for like a week, a couple months ago, it was suggesting all of these like this line of like bodybuilding clothes, like jeans for dudes who have like huge quads. And they all look really bad. Like they all look like...
Because you've been Googling Drake so much?
I don't know. I think it's started coming out.
Because Dan is a gym rat himself.
I'm just using the hashtag swole man.
Those are targeted ads for you.
Yeah. But there is a clothing company that makes like tailored jeans and stuff for like dudes who
It's like
a
the
lot
big and tall, but for the swole.
Right. So that, because I think the problem is if you're like a bodybuilder guy and you have like huge quads from doing like a lot of squats, like you're kind of just relegated to wearing like these like tacky bootcut jeans, you know?
Jiggings. You guys don't wear jiggings?
Well, they were just regular jeans, but they were just tapered a little bit differently. I feel like that.
Even I have trouble getting into the skinny ankle jeans.
It's rough for everyone.
I used to know that.
But that's true. I think that his body type has always kind of regulated what he wears.
But Kanye's been Kanye beefing got up swole. Lately. Yeah.
Yeah, he's gotten swole over the last couple of years. I don't know.
Kanye, though, like seems to have like he seems to understand that the idea of like seasons, you know, and like. Well, he seems to understand the idea that like fashion moves in season.
Oh.
Like this season, this color, this cut is what's popular. Drake's is just like, yeah, this is cool this week. I'm gonna wear this like corny ass sweater this
right.
week.
Also, his merch sucks. I feel like Drake has
not up to his merch game.
It's just not good.
Can we ask you guys this? Because like this is a fucking debate that we have at the Noisy Desk every fucking day.
Well, can you hear what this is?
Can you weigh on the trend of not Drake, but Kanye West has done it, and many other hip hop artists have done it? This like appropriating like metal fonts and like metal imagery, because our metal editor Kim Kelly has
like
no use for this. And as if you saw this week, Dee Snider from Twisted Sister just said that people need to stop. Basically, like it's not metal is not ironic. He said, which is ridiculous because it's the most ironic of all fucking genres.
It's like I just like I got some imagery of chopping off a guy's head on my and new album, but it's not ironic.
Did you see who is it? Gabe said on Twitter. He said when he said metal is not ironic, he retweeted it and he said, "Your band was in the movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure."
Yeah. Shout out Gabriel Herrera.
Whose sister was on the podcast.
Yeah, Isabel Herrera.
So yeah, like is that on its last legs? Is that a fad that's
I will
like
give that to Drake. He has not done
he
any
not.
Metal logo.
But like Eric said, he doesn't really have any good merch. He has
merch
really,
is lame.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what is his merch and what is his fashion line, to be honest.
It's just the owl, right?
He did like on the Summer 16 tour, he did like the tour shirts just said Summer 16 on them, and they were kind of, I mean, it was just really like bad. Very standard merch, like, which is interesting considering like so many other rappers, in particular Kanye I'm thinking of, are just like really embracing this idea of like what merch can do for you as a rapper within your brand, and seeing Drake not really do that, I guess.
He's done the pop-ups.
Yeah, he's done the pop-ups. He's done the OVO pop-ups, I guess. But
everyone
you guys
does the pop-ups. Mm.
Yeah, and you guys don't really have a high opinion of OVO.
Breaking.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's just like
molds.
Sweatshirts. It's just like expensive sweatshirts.
Yeah.
But there's brands, like actual high fashion brands, that are also appropriating the whole like metal logos and fonts, like Vinmonts and Fair of God, and I think that kind of is distilling down to it because it's hip.
It,
cool.
It feels like it's been going on for so long that it must be ending soon.
Yeah. Do you guys think it's good or bad, or what are your thoughts on this just in general?
As a non-metal fan, I'm not personally offended by it.
Right.
Right.
But
that's
I can
how
see
I feel.
Why people maybe like, you know, you get those like old heads who want to like keep things
like
secret and stuff.
Dee Snider.
Yeah. But a lot of the guys who did the lettering for, I think Kanye, or maybe for Justin, is the guy that does the lettering for Metallica, I think. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they're straight ripping it off. They've
actually got
the people who invented it in the first place.
Interesting.
Which is, I guess they just paid them a shit ton of money. But. Yeah.
I feel like I never see, I could be wrong, but I feel like I never see Drake in like a suit or a tuxedo. And I feel like he would look very good
he
in a
suit. He
wore
one at the VMAs when he gave
Rihanna.
Them.
Yeah, for Rihanna.
And he looked very good.
He did. That was the year of the like really awkward kiss thing that happened at the end.
I love him and Rihanna still.
Yeah.
Always rooting for them. It'll happen one day.
I don't think it's ever going to happen. She's just not going to let it happen.
I think so. When she's like out of the limelight, it's going to happen. She'll just say, fine.
She's just going to give in. I'm like, all right.
Are you
I'll
guys...
date Drake.
Fine,
as so
fine.
Many of us had said before.
I'll date Drake. Are you guys fans of Drake?
I am, personally.
Yeah,
but just because he's such a sad boy.
Yeah.
He dresses the way he sounds, also.
Mm, that's interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He does, yeah.
Like, he's...
Familiar.
Yeah.
Big sweaters.
Welcoming.
Comfy.
Comfy.
Yeah.
It's like a warm bath.
Sexy bedroom.
Yeah. Yeah, sexy bedroom clothes.
He looks like that Sanders straight guy who just doesn't know what to do with his fashion. It's like he wants to be fashionable and impress the girls, but he doesn't want to look like a tryhard. So it just results in this weird, awkward, random jumbo of an outfit. Yeah.
He's just like, I'm just going to wear a black sweatshirt.
I think it's like premeditated. Like he's trying to not
retain
the widest possible.
I think he has a stylist and he probably walks into the room and they're like, we have A, B, and C.
He has a stylist.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, we talked about this
a bunch,
actually.
It'd be the easiest job ever.
It's a curated look.
He definitely has a stylist. You can't be Drake if you don't have a stylist, right?
Well, we were asking, like, we did an episode about what Drake does on Saturday nights and, like, just talking about him getting ready to go out. Is he picking out his own clothes, you think?
I think it's a mixture of both. Because, I mean, even Jay-Z has a stylist.
And he picks out his clothes, like, depending on factors that have nothing to do with fashion.
Right. But he's
like, he'll pick up out as like basketball singlets, depending on what team he wants, or like,
he's going to a basketball game.
Pick out as like socks, depending on if they have like Rihanna on them.
But he's not like getting advanced, like fresh off the runway pieces. I think he's not like Rihanna getting the new Monato Blahniks.
Yeah. You know?
That's why she's too good for him.
That's why she's too good for him. Or maybe he's perfect for her because he's like, he is like the dad. Like he's
what if they,
yeah, he's an everyman.
What
yeah.
if they got together and then his style changed and everybody's like, oh, Rihanna's dressing him now.
Yeah. Poof, I don't know. What would you guys say if Drake suddenly was like into fashion? Like if like tomorrow he announced a collab that was with someone significant or something. Would you be like, fuck this, or would you give him a shot?
I don't think fashion would even give him the chance.
Yeah.
Maybe him approaching fashion, I would say. I'd give it a go.
Yeah. See what happens. Know. Yeah.
I like the idea of like a Drake fashion line, and there's like all these like very tall, like very beautiful models walking down the runway, and they just have like oversized sweaters.
Yeah.
Like no pants, just like big sweaters.
Just all big, like gray. Oh,
that's the new Drake.
Sweaters.
That's the new Drake line.
I mean, if Juicy Couture can collaborate with Vermont, then.
And Crocs can be the hottest thing.
excuse me, I will not hear a negative word about Crocs.
Well, you guys are pro Crocs?
I'm so pro.
She's pro Crocs. Pro Crocs.
It's pro Crocs.
Something else. Oh, okay. All right. We're not going to talk about it.
Well, that sounds like a good place.
Yeah, we can end there, I guess.
So, this is the part of the show where we usually just beg Drake to come on the show.
Yeah, if you could imagine Drake is listening, what would you say to him right now? Because he's definitely listening.
Totally listening.
Never change.
Yeah. And if you won't come on, Drake, your dad to come on. Have you guys done a podcast about his dad?
We haven't, though. That might
Should've
be
his dad.
His dad's fashion is impeccable.
Impeccable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Drake.
A bit less accessible. But.
Come on. Set the record straight with your fashion.
Yeah. Come on the podcast.
We have two experts willing to address you because nobody else, I'm sure, in your life ever offered you any fashion tips.
We'd record it all in Snuggies.
Yeah.
Well,
Cozy Boys.
That would be nice. Well, guys, thank you so much for
thanks
coming.
Thanks for coming on. Visit, if you want to shout out yourselves, or how can people find you online?
id.vice.co.vice.
Instagrams?
Instagrams.
Yeah, follow me at Andre_Darren, Daren.
Yeah, don't Great. Follow me.
I like that a lot. Well, this has been another episode of October's Very Own. We are getting to the end, Drake. Time is ticking away here, buddy. We're going insane, so I feel like the versions of
insane
ourselves that
in the
you'd
membrane.
Be meeting.
Yeah.
We're going in. Sissy and our membrane, so get on our shizzy, please. I have to go. Yeah. Bye.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.